You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
This is Terry Wilder with The Body. I'm here with Joe Amon with the Human Rights Watch. I've just sat in on a press conference about the two physicians who've been detained in Iran. Can you please tell us a little bit about what is going on with this case? If you can start from the very beginning, you mentioned that they were detained at the end of June.
That's right. Kamiar and Aresh Alai were two Iranian physicians who were involved in the response to HIV/AIDS. Specifically, they worked on expanding harm reduction in Iran, doing very important pioneering work as part of the Iranian government's response to what's the most important part of the epidemic in Iran, which is among injecting drug users. They worked for over 15 years and attended a number of international AIDS conferences, had contacts with international organizations, and Kamiar had also come to the U.S. to study for a master's in public health. At the 20th of June and 21st of June, both of the brothers were detained and not heard from for a month, including their family members who didn't know where they were. The international community found out about this and started asking questions to find out why they were detained, what the charges were, and we're only finding out now. Just 2 days ago, the deputy prosecutor from Tehran stated that the brothers were detained because of national security threats, and that they had used their international travel and contacts as part of an effort to overthrow the government.
But the community feels like that is not true. That is not, they're not involved in politics. They've been involved in HIV for 15 years. That we have no reason to believe that they were planning on overthrowing the government.
That's right. There's no evidence that they've been involved in politics in any way. And the charges that have been stated are completely unspecific. There's no credible evidence that's been presented at this time. And the brothers have been unable to access legal services. So they don't have contacts with their lawyers. They haven't been able to review any specifics of the charges against them or respond to them.
What is the culture in Iran about drug use? I mean, could this be connected somehow with their work in harm reduction?
There isn't any evidence of that. Iran has gotten a lot of international acclaim for very progressively responding to the AIDS epidemic and putting in place harm reduction. And there doesn't seem to be a wider crackdown against harm reduction. There just seems to be a very specific persecution of these two individuals.
What can people do if they're interested in kind of voicing their concern about this issue?
We've started an online petition, which is at www.iranfreethedocs.org, to put forward their case and to ask the Iranian government to release them and to allow them to have basic human rights standards of protection while they're being detained.
Do we have any information about how they're being treated while they're detained?
We really have none. They've been held incommunicado. We don't know what's going on. We've been in touch with people in Iran to try and find out. But it's part of a strategy to keep them out of any contact so that on their side they're not even likely sure that anyone knows that they've been detained. And I've spoken with past Iranian activists who have been detained who said that just the idea of being in prison and not being sure if anyone in the world is aware of their detention is just an incredibly emotionally difficult experience. And one of the Iranians who I've worked with in the past told me that a guard had let him know that the international community was raising his case. And it led to an incredible sense of spirit and hope for him that this information was being received out in the wider world.
So how many people have signed on to the petition?
We started the petition, and within just a handful of days, we already have over 2,000 people from all over the world signing on this. And at the highest levels of international HIV physicians, and also at the very grassroots levels of people who have heard about the case and want to express their support.
Do we have anyone who's kind of in a high-profile position who has come out and made some type of statement about this issue?
The International AIDS Society, the organizers of this conference, have put out a statement saying that the brother should be released immediately. And during the conference, more and more plenary speakers are going to be discussing their case and asking the Iranian government for their release.
Thank you for talking with us.
Sure.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebody.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thanks for listening to thebody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at thebody.com/AIDS2008.